Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listening to the Animation Addicts podcast with the Rotoscopers, episode 218. I have a new group of friends. Yay! Welcome to the Animation Addicts podcast with the Rotoscopers, the number one place to get your animation fix with animation addicts just like you. Each episode, we dive into the wonderful world of animation featuring Disney, DreamWorks, Pixar, and everything in between. From hilarious discussions and movie reviews to interviews with industry insiders, this show's mission is to brighten your day through our love of animation. So hop on your nerdy couch, grab some snacks, and get ready to hang out with your animation besties because it's time to dive into today's episode. Hey there, animation addicts. I'm your host, Morgan Stradling.
And I am Chelsea Robson.
And we're friends.
Aww.
How cheesy can we be?
So you've noticed that we've been going back and forth based on our rankings list. We're jumping on the nerdy couch again, and I'm so excited for this episode. I think more so than I've been for many of the other ones, just because it's so weird. And
Chelsea is so pumped for this episode because she, in her research for these other nerdy couch discussions, like your Disney BFF or your buddy films, Chelsea has stumbled upon a trope or a subgenre of film that she believes no one else has categorized or realized. So Chelsea, what is this amazing thing that you've discovered?
This is the I've got a new group of friends subgenre.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just not something that I've ever heard of, but it is a thing. And once I started going through, I started seeing a lot of these films and I was like, oh my gosh, it's here. This is a thing. And I mean, you think about it, it actually is a real principle. So I've heard there's a speaker and his name is Jim Rome. And he has a very famous quote that says, you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And then this, I continue and I say that the people you spend the most time with shape who you are. And I've gone through and I've thought throughout my life, like, what have been the groups of friends that really changed my life? And I can actually go through and I can think of 10 separate groups that have kind of made up an era of my life. These are the people that the five or more that I would hang out the most with. And you have memories based on those people that are around you. And do you agree with me or is this something that's just me?
No, I absolutely, yeah, I believe that to be true. A lot of the eras in your life can be associated with the friend groups that you have during that time.
Yeah. And as far as movies go, they really do play on that. And they use this as a way to move the story forward. Now, there aren't that many. It's not really well known, but this is something that we're going to be discussing today. And I'm excited to do it. So let's jump on in.
Let's do it. So first, we need your criteria. That's a special thing that Chelsea does. She has very, very specific criteria when it comes to these. And since you basically invented the category or categorized the category, let us know. What should we be looking out for?
So I decided that the main character has a problem or a goal and then joins up with a group of already established, quote unquote, friends. They don't necessarily have to be friends, but it's just a group all with the same kind of goal as well. And then they all join in to help the main character, either because they just want to help or because they all share the same goal. Romance can be a catalyst that brings the main character into the group, but the story isn't about romance. Because if it's about romance, then that to me is a romantic comedy or straight up romance. Make sense?
Yes.
All right. So even though I haven't ever thought about it, before I made this list. This is the category, and I found a whole bunch of them. So we're going to start out. Drum roll. Here are the list of my new group of friends.
All right.
So if you want to get this full list in writing, you can go to the show notes of this episode, and it's all right there. So I will start off with my list. They're not all in any main order as far as like timing or anything. I just kind of like, as I was compiling them, I kind of just threw them onto this list. That being said, we're just going to go with it. Okay. So we've got Oliver and Company.
Oh,
so yeah. Oliver and Company is actually Oliver Twist.
Yes.
Oliver Twist joins a new band of friends, and it is because he's more impressionable. And so he kind of ends up going along with them, but then in the end finds his own path. But he would not have been able to find his own path if not for this new group of friends. What are your thoughts?
I love it. Yeah, that's like one of the epitomes of this, for sure, of this category.
And then the other epitome that I was like, oh, this is definitely what it is Big Hero 6.
Ooh.
He gets involved with this because of his brother, you know, because all of these friends are his brother's age.
Yes.
But his brother has passed away, so it's not because of his brother, but they all have the same love for his brother and also the same interests. And so that's he joins up with them, and that helps him level up to, you know, a new him.
Mm-hmm.
And they solve crimes along the way.
Love it.
It's like kind of like joining Scooby-Doo and the gang, you know, but it's like, here we go.
Yeah.
All right. A Bug's Life. This one was not as easy to find, but once I did, it was like, yeah, once Flick became part of this new gang, he was basically part of the new gang.
Right.
Am I right or am I wrong?
No. Yeah, for sure.
And then another one was Atlantis, the Lost Empire.
Oh, yeah. So, I love this one. I like your categorization of this one.
So Milo joins in on this group. And so there's no like pairing off for him. And that's what was one of the key points of not making it a buddy film, because it's not about him and a single other. It's about him and the whole group.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So next is Treasure Planet. Which is
Treasure Planet.
That one's like Long John Silver.
Yeah.
But it's,
when I think of Treasure Planet, I mostly think of Jim and Long John Silver, but not in a buddy film sort of way, because he kind of betrays him at the end. But like, I know that there's other characters there, but I don't, I guess my mind is fuzzy on that one. But yeah, I wouldn't have initially have said that.
Okay. So that one's an iffy thing. It's been a while since I watched it, so I couldn't remember if there was a singled out paired situation there, but it kind of seemed like he joined the crew, and therefore the crew changed his trajectory in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Next one is going to be, you know, this is an up and down thing, but it's like Cars. We decided it wasn't particularly a buddy film because he and Mater were never like, Mater was just kind of one of the crowd.
Yes.
But it was making all of these friends that changed who Lightning McQueen was.
Yeah. No, there's a whole bunch of friends that he meets in there. And some are more prominent than others. You know, Sally is a love interest. So does that?
No, I still classify this as not a romantic comedy. Because it's not the driving force, force. Pun not intended.
You did it.
It's not the driving force, but it is an aspect of joining in on this gang. Like I said, it can be a part of it, but it can't be the main situation.
Okay.
So you said Luca would be more of a, I have a new group of friends.
Yeah, a very small group of friends, but a new group of friends nonetheless. I think the biggest thing that really makes us stand out is that he just leaves his world to go to another world and then, you know, creates this life there and meets people there. And then they have like a goal and a thing that they're trying to accomplish. So it made more sense to me in this sort of category than a buddy film.
Okay, so maybe it's like they both go to a new world and they both meet, how the new world changes both of them. Because I think it's just Alberto wouldn't have gone off his island had it not been for Luca. So they both kind of go there. Yeah. That one's a hard to place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Meet the Robinsons. It's kind of an interesting one because he's actually meeting his future family. So they're not really his friends yet.
Right.
But meeting them changes who he is.
Yeah, I would say so. I would categorize that. It's weird because they're his family, but your family can be your new group of friends, but he doesn't know who they are. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
Okay. And then we also decided that Toy Story 2, Woody and the Roundup Gang, as opposed to just Woody and Jessie.
For sure. I think this one's interesting because he kind of gets enveloped in this world initially. I mean, the circumstances of how he gets there, whether it's not his choice, but he's there. And mm-hmm. this is his new group of friends. And they're actually his old group of friends from a days, you know, yonder that he doesn't remember. But, you know, they yeah. have this shared history. And like, they're kind of supposed to be together. That's like the whole point. And what makes it really hard for him to leave. It's like, you got to complete the set.
That's true. Okay. And this one is kind of a leftover from Best BFFs, Mulan, when she joined in with Yao Ling and Qian Po.
Yes. Because
before I had Yao Ling and Qian Po as friends of their own. But mm-hmm. I do think it is better to join Mulan in as a new group of friends.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right. Now we're going out of, you know, out of Disney boundaries. Kung Fu Panda.
Ooh, Kung Fu Panda. Yeah, works for me.
I think so. I mean, he comes yeah. in, you've got all of the other masters of Kung Fu, and he has to now level up to their level, to where they are, because he is the chosen one. And then we have Rio, which you have a domesticated bird who ends up going out and into the Amazon and meets all of the animals that are non-domesticated.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Check.
Check, check, check. All right. And then we have the Box Trolls. So this one was interesting. I still stand by it as being an I have a new group of friends thing, because it's like a totally mm-hmm. different world, and it does change who they are because of that world.
Yeah. Yep. I say it counts.
I think the same thing applies to Paranorman as well. Going along with our stop motion trend of these last two, we're going to go with James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, yes.
It's not my favorite movie in general, but, you know, as far as like, is this a I have a new group of friends? For sure. Because it's like, uh-huh. who are these people? And now what do we have to do now that we're all together in a giant peach?
Yep. I like that one. That one's one that we should do at some point in time. That's a fun one.
Have we done that one already?
I don't think so.
Okay. We'll look into that. All right. And then we have Prince of Egypt, which I thought was interesting because, yes, Moses originally follows the girl, but that's how he is introduced to the Moabites and later on goes back to save Egypt or the children of Israel. So, yeah, he meets a new group of friends.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. Yeah, that's an interesting one.
I thought so, too. But I was like, where would I put this?
It's a stretch, but sure. Okay. We'll put you on the list.
All right. So this one is a little bit of a stretch as well. But let's go with it. Return to Neverland. So I don't think that the original Peter Pan is I have a new group of friends, because it's not really about Wendy and Peter, because it's Wendy, Michael, and John. But the right. Return to Neverland is just Jane. So
is definitely that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next one, we have Ugly Dolls. The main character goes into the perfect world and is made to feel really stupid because she doesn't fit the mold that is supposed to work. So I don't know if that's necessarily an I have a new group of friends, because they're not all her friends. She does make friends, but I don't know. It's not as good as some of the others. But how about this one? The Secret of Nim. What are your thoughts on that one being this?
They are friends. They exist. It wouldn't be my initial thought.
Mrs. Brisby and the Rats of Nim.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of rounding out the last couple, we've got An American Tale, which is basically another Oliver Twist, in my opinion. Finding mm-hmm. Dory, Circus Animals. That one's a question mark. I don't know about that one. Spirit Untamed. I mean, I thought that one was pretty mm-hmm. standard. And then, you know, bringing back Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, that makes all those like fit in their own unique way. I think there's some on these lists that fit the mold for sure better than others, but there's other ones that are a little bit more creative with it. Mm-hmm. Spirit Untamed for sure. She has a new group of friends that are just two smaller group of friends, but I've moved mm-hmm. to this new city. I have a new group of friends. I like it. American mm-hmm. Tale. Yeah. Like you said, it's like another kind of Oliver Twist, you know, thrown into this new world. So as a Spider-Man, it didn't quite fit as a buddy film at all. Like when I think of that film, it's Miles's story. And there's these other people who come in the way and
yeah.
the friends are all these other, you know, Spideys that
yeah.
he works together. Yeah. It's cool.
So since this is a newfound subgenre, how good do you think
trademark
it is?
It, Chelsea.
I do. I need to trademark this. I have a new group of friends, the genre. How good is this, you know, as far as story structure at driving the narrative, do you think? Pros and cons. I mean, I look at all of these films and I feel like each one of them got their point across as far as helping the main character achieve their goal or achieve their mm-hmm. Purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it depends on the film. Some of them, it's like definitely drives the narrative. You think of Big Hero 6 or Atlantis, The Lost Empire or Oliver and Company. Those ones really stand out. You know, some of them, it's more of just like a nice to have feature, but it's not like the key thing. But yeah, I think the ones that stand out in this category are the ones that do this really well and have it just really line up with the plot and the structure. Mm-hmm. Like you're in your world, you're introduced to this new world. There's new people here and off you go.
Yeah. So why don't you think that this is used more often or that, you know, nobody else has coined this as a genre?
I don't know. I think there's just a lot of different ways you can take a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I honestly don't think when people are making movies, they're like, all right, maybe sometimes, but like, this is going to be a buddy film. This is going to be this type of film. I think sometimes they go into it with that idea, but I think other times just in creating it, it sort of happens. It's like, well, the main character needs a friend, like, oh, you know, and then he gets mm-hmm. built out and becomes a bigger character. You know, that's how some buddy films get built. But, mm-hmm. you know, this one's like, Milo needs to find Atlantis. How's he going to get there? Yeah. So, okay, well, there's already like a group of people who are going to be commissioned to go down there and he's going to be part of it, you know? So, yeah.
So what do you think your favorite or most memorable is?
When you were reading the list, like, the ones that like stood out to me and I was like, yes, for sure. Oliver and Company, mm-hmm. Atlantis, The Lost Empire, Toy Story 2, mm-hmm. Meet the Robinsons, Mulan to some extent. James and the Giant Peach was a good one. Mm-hmm. Finding Dory has some good elements of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually do think that Spider-Verse is a really good example of this, even though it's maybe toward the bottom of a list, but I do think that it's on there. And yeah, Oliver and Company, Big Hero 6, Bug's Life, not high on the list, but it's there. Atlantis, yes. I mean, I just love the Prince of Egypt, so I like to add it just because of that. But is it a true, I have a new group of friends list? I think so, but it can be determined. But I think Kung Fu Panda is a really good example of it. It is Po's story, but, you know, he's not going to get his goals if he stays in his panda little or his previous universe. He has to go up high into the mountains to be able to reach his full potential. Those are the kind of the ones that I feel like are most indicative of this. So I want to know, for anybody who is listening, what are your thoughts? Do you have another movie that you think fits this genre that I have coined? or what are your thoughts on the whole situation? You can go to our Instagram, because our Instagram is going to be up and you can throw some of that on there. You can also go to our show notes page. I'd love to hear from you guys there. All right. Do we have anything else to add?
Nope, that's it. That was fun. Today's five-star review of the week is from KMKIES. Kim Keys says, "Hi, Rotoscopers. This is my favorite podcast by far. Nothing but a good time with these guys. So glad you're back. Life was a little bit darker without your podcast, though I understand why you guys needed to take a break. Stay classy." Aw, thank you so much. If you want your five-star review to be read, be sure to leave us a review in iTunes, and if it's five stars, we will read it on the podcast. And a big thank you to all of our patrons. We love you guys. You are the best. If you want to join a new group of friends, this is the group. Roto Nation is that group. Go to rotoscopers.com/patron for all of the information there. That's all we have for today. Until next time,
we are the Rotoscopers.